Welcome to your five for today. The Guinness Book of Records has all sorts of records dating back many years. Some records are well known, but others little known, yet very surprising. For example, the longest single battle of World War I was the Battle of Verdun in 1916. It was fought between the German and French armies from the 21st of February to 18th of December 1916. The shortest war in history, however, lasted for a grand total of 38 minutes, the little-known Anglo-Zanzibar War of 1896. There are many battles also in the Bible. The Philistines were the sworn enemies of Israel and sought to capture and kill them and possess their lands. A battle between them was inevitable, therefore. One battle between them stands out. It doesn't have a name like other battles, but is famous for the two people who fought in it, David and Goliath. Things were not looking good for the army of Israel at this particular time. They were weak compared to the enemy, and the Philistines had a champion named Goliath. He was a giant of a man with a suit of armour that protected his body and weapons that would kill anyone that came within range. Every morning and every evening, Goliath came out of the Philistine camp to challenge the whole army of Israel camped on the hill opposite. This he did for a full 40 days. The whole army of Israel were terrified of him. Anyone prepared to accept the challenge and face the giant alone would face sure defeat and certain death. But one day, as Goliath bellowed out the challenge once again, a shepherd boy called David was in the camp. When David heard the challenge, he immediately accepted it without fear or concern for his own safety. His confidence in God was greater than his fear of the giant. The rest of the story is history. David went down into the valley alone, stopped at a small brook, and picked up 5 smooth stones and put them in his shepherd's bag. Goliath made his final threat that morning, but would not threaten anyone any more. By the end of the day, David took out 1 stone and placed it in his sling, and with all his might he slung it into the forehead of Goliath, who fell to the ground with a mighty crash. The battle was won that day in record time, and perhaps I should contact the Guinness Book of Records to tell them about it for their next book. However, there is one other battle that is even greater than the battle that David fought. The Bible speaks of another great enemy, which has brought fear and dread to the hearts of men and women since the beginning of time. The last great enemy, which is death. Who can face and defeat such an enemy as this, some of you may ask? There is only one person. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has accomplished it, and a single word assures us that the victory over death has been won. "Finished," he cried as he hung upon the cross at Calvary. "The battle is over and the victory won. Our last enemy defeated." From the cross his body was taken down and placed in a new grave. But on the 3rd day that grave was empty, and the grave clothes were left behind. Where was the body? The words of the angel announced to the world, "He is not here, he is risen." Suffering servant, scorned, ill-treated, victim crucified, death is through the cross defeated, sinners justified. The greatest battle ever, the greatest victory ever, just one word, Calvary. Thank you very much for listening.